I'm Isla Wilson of the Intergalactic Aquarium Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 Ron Paul degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it? Entire swarm of worms up to and including James Babb, Jim Jesus, and Nick Hazelton.
Yes!
Ron Paul B. Uh-huh. Ron Paul B.
Ron the Paul Freedom B. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license flag, symbolized by a flag either real or implied. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Trigger weens, this is the Freedom Warning.
Wow, a full squirm of worms.
Indeed.
That means we have four fiends.
It's a regular Woodstock in here.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So today, Jim, were you at Woodstock?
No.
What about
that? Wasn't me. I'm not old enough. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
You and I are roughly the same age, Jim Jesus, but that was directed at James Babb. But
yeah, no, right.
James,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the older
Babb
guy.
Babb might have been born there. Yeah. Whatever.
No. Yeah. No. I was probably, I don't know, I was born in 1967, so I don't think I was really ready for Woodstock yet.
Two is good enough to know not to drink the punch. Don't drink the punch. Everyone, don't drink the punch.
Wait, what year was Woodstock?
69.
Okay. So I would have been old enough, though, to face an immigration judge without a lawyer.
Which would you be old enough to get a bill? Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so, all right.
All right.
They sent Tamir Rice a bill for the bullets that killed him, I think.
So today I learned that we all know that the rumor is that Ted Cruz is a Zodiac killer. I mean, I think we've all heard that rumor.
Is he the one that ate the booger during the debate?
Yes, he's the one that ate the booger during the debate. Okay. But see, here's one proof that it's wrong, okay? So I was under the impression that he was the Zodiac Killer. Then I saw him eat the booger, and I was like, the Zodiac Killer would never eat his booger on television. I know the Zodiac Killer. I know his story. That does not fit.
Yeah, I knew the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer was a friend of mine. Ted Cruz, you know the Zodiac Killer.
Exactly. But it turns out, according to new evidence, that it's not Ted Cruz who's the Zodiac Killer. In fact, it is Bernie Sanders who is the Zodiac Killer. And if you go and look at pictures of Bernie Sanders back in those days, and he's old enough to be the Zodiac Killer, the pictures match up with the sketch's renderings to a T. And if you type in Bernie Sanders Zodiac Killer, you'll see a comparison of the two, and it's amazing. You cannot deny this fact. It's true, 100%.
Okay, then we'll just assume that's true. So yes. Somebody, is it past? Is there a statute of limitations or something? Or could he actually?
I don't think there are on felonies.
No. Okay. So he could stand trial for, maybe for people that aren't familiar with the Zodiac Killer. Why don't you, give us some background there?
Okay, so the Zodiac Killer was kind of scaring everybody, and I guess the northern part of California for a while. He was kind of going on during the whole hippy-dippy new wave of, or new age kind of thing that was going on, the hippie movement. And there was a string of murders, and the cryptic messages being sent to the media at the time about a killer named the Zodiac Killer, and he kind of used a weird little cross inside of a circle for his little signature, and he was strangling and stabbing people to death. I think there was, maybe 9 people that were killed by this guy, and they never fully found out who he was until now.
This is what we call, wasn't this the golden age of serial killers, where they got really creative about it, and there were lots of shows and is that that's, I just kind of think of it that way, but maybe I'm just romanticizing the period.
It was the media golden era. The actual golden era for being a serial killer was the 1700s, before there was police and before there was any sort of detectives or anybody that looked for you, and you could just throw a body in some random field and nobody would care or ever find it, and they would think the person just left town. That was the golden era.
But yeah,
and I think that extended on to all the way up to Jack the Ripper, and then by that time, that's when they started cracking down, and then you had kind of had like the Renaissance, and that happened in the 60s and 70s with Bundy and I guess not Cruz anymore, but Bernie and all the others. Sorry,
not Cruz. Okay, so this Zodiac killer was killed. I don't know, like a half dozen people, or I don't know how many.
Something like that. They made a movie about him, and it had Jake Gyllenhaal in it. But there was no implied sex in it, though. But
could a handwriting analysis work for these?
It's possible. But I don't know. It's possible, doubly so, because we know that Bernie Sanders doesn't use email. He hasn't figured it out yet.
Well, I mean, if you can demand Obama's birth certificate, I think we should demand a handwriting sample that we can compare to the Zodiac killer. I think that's only fair. And let's just so we're not like picking on him. I think any candidate for president should have to prove he's not the Zodiac killer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Sanders.
We know it wasn't Trump because he was too busy dodging the draft, or he was in his own personal Vietnam. Which what was that? What would he call his personal Vietnam? Wasn't it like
I didn't hear
the Playboy Mansion or something like that?
That's as bad as it got for him. Was the Playboy Mansion during Vietnam?
Yeah, that was his Vietnam, his personal Vietnam, and then. So it wasn't him. It could have been Ted Cruz because he was born 2 years after the last killing. Maybe Kasich?
I don't even know who that is. Is that
exactly? I don't think anybody knows who that is. Ben Carson was too busy doing brain surgery and falling asleep at the microphone.
Kasich is the kind of politician who he has a face like that looks like his parents weren't having fun when they conceived him.
Wow. Oh, and it's like made his soul dark.
Yeah. He's definitely got a punchable face. Not as punchable as Ted Cruz, but he definitely does have a punchable face indeed.
Why do people say that Ted Cruz is punchable? Wasn't there like a scientific study? Like, what is it about his face that people just want to punch? I don't understand it. There's some interesting psychology there if somebody can unravel that.
Here's my question. Why has Donald Trump not called Ted Cruz the F word yet? The F that rhymes with a maggot. Why has he not used that towards Ted Cruz yet? Because Ted Cruz, to me, totally reads closet gay. Like, everything about him says former Bennigan's waiter that's now a church choir director that's, like, waiting for the boy to supply the right woman.
Oh, okay. Do you think it's going to come to that?
It's the mannerisms. I don't know if he wins a couple more primaries.
Well, we never would have imagined at all these current stages, right? So what's the next, like, thing that, like, oh, he could never say that. That's coming.
Oh, I didn't say he could never say it. I said, why hasn't he yet?
But he might be saving that to like just push him over the edge.
The closing argument.
Yeah,
that's gonna happen at the broker convention when they're trying to convince everybody to go Donald Trump with all those delegates that haven't chosen or haven't.
Well, if the doors lock at that convention, it's gonna be a winning argument for Ted Cruz because we know how the Republicans be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but what they do privately and how they vote are two different things, it seems like, with those people. So I think it would propel Trump to the nomination if it's like, wow, he's even more bigoted than we knew. Whoa, yeah, like could really get him going,
swing some delegates.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, you know, he's, you know, wants to put people on a registry for their religion and build walls around people and is big fan of these internment camps, and it just name a fascist regime that hasn't been homophobic as well. It's just, I think it's part of the playbook.
Yeah. Trump wants to get rid of the lines around the states, but wants to keep a line around the country. Let's be clear on that, okay?
Well, like, right, and it's going to be like, oh, he's going to build a wall. Remember that?
Yeah.
Who's he going to make pay for it? Who was it?
Mexico.
Yeah, right. Vivente Fox said he ain't going to pay for that effing wall.
And then didn't Trump say something like, oh, he's going to pay? Well, what do you mean?
Oh,
make him pay?
It got 10 feet taller. Yeah, Trump, you can't be here. You got kicked off of the Fiends, remember?
Is Trump really the kind of person that would just be kicked off of somewhere? I mean, like or be banned?
It sounds to me like Jim Jesus didn't take his compliance in today.
Yeah. Michael Dean has banned Trump from the show. So until he gets reapproved by Michael Dean, he is no longer allowed on the show.
Like okay. Austin Peterson, he didn't believe in the non-aggression principle and got banned from the Libertarian Forum.
There you go. Well, Steve Miller, you just came off of a ban for your passionate support of Bernie Sanders. Is that why you were like, yeah, we've really missed you?
What happened is I achieved a lifelong squad goal, a squawk goal of the Fiends, and I was listed on the Artist for Bernie page, and then I had jealous haters in the Fiends, and then I was banned, and then I did a bunch of comedy, and today I offended a woman at some place's wig night that hired a comedian for God knows what reason.
Oh, wait a minute. But, okay, let's slow down here. Are you still on the Artist for Bernie Sanders page?
No, I was taken down.
Did you get a screen? Do you have a screenshot or something, right?
I have the documents, but
okay.
However,
well, let me just congratulate I feel like I, you know, had a hand in just forming that goal, and it was my dream, my personal dream, to see you listed amongst those Artists for Bernie Sanders. I feel that you deserve that, and I'm glad we made it.
I have a Bernie enemy, though, that someone with the campaign who doesn't like me because of my Unabomber Bernie meme. And that's okay.
Really, they're still holding a grudge for that wildly successful, super dank viral meme.
Yo,
that made Bernie Sanders sound like the Unabomber.
1% of the meme makers create 99% of the shares, and that meme created 12,000 shares, and because of that, you're going to get jealous people, and they're called people that work for Bernie. And
I'm surprised they haven't made you a lucrative offer yet.
I know. Well,
can you imagine if they actually contacted you?
There is a campaign for which I've made 100% of their memes. Joy Waymire is this woman who is a ranch hand, and I don't know if she has teeth or not, but she ends every one of her Facebook posts with the words "Blessings from the Lord thy God to thee." And she's running for the Libertarian nomination for president, and I made a meme for her campaign during my suspension, and it said, first you felt the burn, then you felt the Johnson, and it had a picture of Gary Johnson, and then I said, now feel the joy, with a picture of her.
Oh, so, I didn't know you made that one. Good. I should have noticed your footprint on that. Great, great meme.
But don't touch the Peter fingerprints.
Don't touch the Peterson.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Go.
Too busy talking to New Talk Radio. We couldn't stop talking about Lyndon LaRouche over the break.
Yeah, we got
Freedom Fiends.
We got getting all fired up about Lyndon LaRouche.
Yeah. Oh. It's all the monarchy. Everything's the monarchy's fault. Everything.
And lizards.
All right,
he's into lizards.
So Lyndon LaRouche, I just remember him as like sort of a weird political figure from decades past, and like people hanging around at the post office trying to like hand you material about them.
It's the Scientology of politics. Yeah, definitely the Scientology of politics.
Well, is it by today's standard though? Was there anything really actually weird going on? And it's like, what did he say? I mean, Things like were considered weird back then that would be tame by the Trump Bernie standard.
Well, I mean, he thinks that everything that ever happens is all the monarchy's fault, and that the Saudi government is the monarchy as well. And
okay.
Lizards.
And he also thinks that any minute now we're going to be enthralled in thermonuclear war. Any minute now. He's been saying that since the 70s, but any minute now, it's going to happen. And it's all going to be the monarchy's fault.
He overestimated the engineering quality of the nuclear arsenal. I'm sure they tried to blow us up like 20 times over, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, so jet fuel can't melt monarch beams.
Okay.
True.
Well, you know, hey, why not? So is this guy still alive, or what happened to him? Did he...
Here, Hold on.
Yeah, I guess he's still running his little political cult in D.C. He does little speeches on YouTube, which no one ever watches. And he's got a couple of like ardent followers that will never leave his side and like give up everything and all their money. And
he's 90 years old and he's still alive. Yeah. He's 93. He's 93.
Still railing against the monarchy.
Any similarity to the Zodiac Killer?
He's too old to be the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, I think he might be a little too old. He was old back then, too.
Yeah.
He's always even old in the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah, he was walking around with a walker. I don't think
he would have been in his late 40s in the 1960s. That was when he was first peaking as crazy. Now, if you ever get the LaRouche people to give you his booklets and you read the articles, it always starts with something like common sense. Like, oh, okay, like the Iraq War was a bad idea. All right, I'll give you that, Lyndon. And then he'll go to... And it's the monarchy's fault. And you're like, all right, that's a little tenuous. And then he'll get to things like the shortest distance between two points isn't a straight line. Or if he's not...
He's into curved space-time and stuff. Yeah, next.
Yeah.
The current president is literally Hitler.
And he had literally an obsession with Cheney. It was all about Cheney when Bush was in office. Cheney's doing this, Cheney's doing that. And... Yeah.
Of course, he's a monarch stooge.
Yeah. He's a puppet for the monarchs.
Well, that's not far off from the Rothschild people. You know, here people think like the Rothschilds are running everything, or the Rockefellers, or the lizard people.
I think
people.
The monarchs run everything. And by the monarchs, I mean the Kansas City Monarchs, the Negro League team that went defunct in 1960.
I was thinking it's those pretty butterflies that migrate to Mexico.
You mean the Viceroys, but nah. Oh, man, going inside baseball with our science humor today.
Just to make sure that there's almost nobody will get the jokes.
Yeah, dude. I'd go do some jokes about chemistry, but I fear that'd be a little too boron for everyone.
Oh, that was a nice pun.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to get suspended again.
That was something. That's definitely something a Bernie
for?
Sanders.
Bernie,
would say.
When'd you get suspended for the second time for puns?
You know, it reminds me. We have to bring back to the front burner our Neil deGrasse Tyson project. Right.
Yes.
This guy is he. We're going to do the idea, if you recall, was to do dedicate an entire show to why he should shut up.
Not just talk about space and shut up.
Right.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
He should talk shut up about space too.
Yeah. Turns out not even that. So.
Yeah.
And since we came up with that idea, he's gotten even worse. So
yeah. Oh, and who else has gotten worse is Bill Nye the Science Guy. He did a big think. I don't know if you've seen those videos on YouTube, the big think videos where they bring on.
Is this the one where he condemned philosophy? Like, okay.
And he basically kind of summarized philosophy as a bunch of people standing around going like, what's existence? Do we think, therefore we really am? Like the whole cliche, I don't know.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of negative press for that. But you know what bugged me about the press he got for that? So many of the articles, for some reason, people felt this obligation before criticizing to say, well, of course he's a brilliant scientist, they would say.
He's not a scientist.
They would say this, like they're calling him, like, where is this brilliant scientist? Like, he's like some kind of nerdy dork on TV. Like, did I miss that, like, he cured cancer or invented, like, photovoltaic cells? Or why is he a brilliant scientist?
Well, he's not a scientist.
He's not even a scientist.
And brilliant is very debatable. Very, very debatable. Oh, it's market time.
All right. We'll be back.
Bill Nye the Market Guy.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms. Worms.
My show clock didn't beep.
Wow. What is this world coming to?
I can't listen.
So, can't have this. Having been back from my suspension for supporting Bernie Sanders.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
This is the Fiend phone. Unnecessary random re-education. Interruption Exigency System, or Furries. I'm your host, Michael Dean, broadcasting from Alpha Centauri. I'm in pain. I'm suffering to do this, and everyone should know that. I have been coughing so much, it feels like I've been punched in the rib. If heroin were available at Walmart, I would do some today.
Wow.
It's not fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Why? Heroin's great. Everyone should
I'm
do
sorry
heroin.
To hear that you feel like you could
especially
use some
Nick.
Heroin.
Nick yeah. 17. Oh, Nick
never
17.
Do the drugstore heroin, though.
Hey, didn't you send out an email yesterday to Lou that said, can you come on the teens? Nick, do you know about
that's
this?
Not what I, that's not what I typed.
I don't know.
You can blame the autocorrect. I haven't heard Nick all day, so I want to hear what Nick thinks about this.
Well, no you, have, you better tell the story. Go ahead.
No, you tell it. Well, okay.
Let's
James,
have Nick tell it.
Does he know?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, then never mind. You tell it. Go ahead.
Okay. James is proving himself in unusual ways of being like the best Fiend host ever, even better than me by far. Maybe not as good as me.
Yes!
Oh, I'm too quiet? Is that what you're saying? I'm too quiet?
I'm the loudest Fiend. I am the loudest. James.
Hugh, you win. Quantity over quality. Yeah.
I keep getting yelled at for being too quiet.
Yeah,
like James Blab, am I right?
James ended up being the only host for like two segments twice in the past week and filibustered with nobody else, just him and the hamster in his head. Like, you know, I've always said you need a co-host to do a show. Like, no matter who it is, if you have anybody else to talk to, it's easier, right, James?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's certainly like, better for the audience, too.
Yeah, and people say, I was wondering, like, how Rush Limbaugh does it. No, he has a co-host. It's the voices in his head.
And right. In his brain.
Right, and he's got certain prescriptions, I guess, could help you. I don't know. Like, just
I want what he's got, man. I'll have what he's having.
The Oxycontin.
How
are
you going to get those
pills?
Oxycodone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so James was, like, I woke up 2 hours after the show was over to a frantic email from James, like, hey, can you jump on? I need a co-host. And his autocorrect messed it up. He wrote to Lou and said, can you come on the Fiends now?
It said urgent. Can you come on the Teens now?
On the Teens. Yeah, his autocorrect. It's
but
so wrong.
Teens. Yeah.
Nick, what would you do if you'd been CC'd on that? Quit the show. You still have to quit.
Is Nick even still a teenager?
I'm still on the Lulberts,
17.
So whatever. That's right. Yeah, I'm 17.
All right, go ahead, Nick.
I would think that that was one of Lou's secret plots to overthrow the dear sweet Yak Emperor in some form of humiliation. I would not stay on his campsite at Porkfest. And I'm not sure I will now either.
I don't blame you. I'm not. But then, you know,
Sanders
the thing is
a liar, a socialist, and he smells like Tinkle. Bernie Sanders does. Okay, go on.
Lou did Donald respond immediately to that attention-getting email. So it actually worked.
Know.
You know, it perked his interest enough to get him on the show. So there.
And then he came on and said he was an atheist. I've been trying to get his, like, belief system out of him for, like, 4 years. And he'd be like, I don't talk about that. Like really mysterious. I thought he was a closet Christian, but he turns out he's a closet atheist. Oh, and nothing about him. Just
can
because, like...
It's like
him?
A closet vegetarian. You know, like, it's
usually
never happened.
Atheists are screaming it from the mountaintop. So
like a closet vapor. Like a closet vapor. You know,
it's like being a libertarian. Why would you ever publicly identify that way? People are so annoying.
I can't take it. I'm an atheist. Sorry, I can't go 5 minutes.
So, James, you built a show clock that's amazing with this, like...
I used a kid's toy to do it.
Yeah, it's computer programming for kindergartners, and it's great. Yeah.
Violet showed me how to use it. My 10-year-old showed me how to use this cool programming environment called Scratch. It's really cool.
She's gonna pass you up pretty soon. You know, both Bill Buepert and Ben Stone were minarchists, and they're like teenage children took them all the way to anarchist. Did you know that about those two guys?
I didn't know that.
And you were an anarchist before your kids were born. Or were you still mucking around with the Libertarian Party, James?
No. I was definitely anarchist when they were born. So,
okay.
But
well, they'll pass you up in some other way. And
kids always do something completely different than what you hope they're going to do. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, she passed you up in computer programming ability and taught you to use building blocks to make computer programs.
This Scratch thing is really cool. If you do have kids or you just like to fool around with programming, it's like a graphical environment that helps you understand the logic behind programming without getting bogged down in the syntax. And so kids can just jump right in and just start making stuff right away.
I'll put it in the show really notes neat. For sure. It's MIT does it. You know, those pointy-headed ivory tower liberals from Massachusetts. Yeah. They're good computer guys. So you said that yours is 10 cents, GCN's 10 cents seconds ahead of your computer, James. No, did you sync yours to government time? We have to sync to government time on all our computers.
Wow, no.
Statism.
It's calling like Apple's, time server or something. Who knows? Who cares?
Own yourself and own your time.
No. Did any of you other guys set it up?
No.
It is BIPCOT. It's BIPCOT protected, so perhaps it's having trouble syncing with the government atomic clock.
It's refusing
to be contacted by the government clock.
It's working for me, but I still have all my files from when I was a minarchist on the same computer, so that's why it works for me.
Yeah,
can sync up.
You know, I just figured, we're so unprofessional talking over the breaks all the time.
This will solve it.
It's just that these fiend conversations can be so intense, and the minutes just like fly by, and you're like, wow, where did the time go? So
can you program it so once an hour it calls Bernie Sanders a socialist?
I'm sure that's possible. Yeah,
it'd be cool.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I'll ask Violet to build that feature for me.
Have a different one for each break.
Oh,
and
each
so,
hour.
Like, and so one says like Donald Trump's a liar, a socialist, and his hair smells like well done steak. And then the
like
next
Cosmoline.
One, yeah. And then one says Hillary Clinton's a liar, socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. And then so on.
Yeah,
but we're going to change this for
Cosmoline. Do you know what Cosmoline is? I think that's what Trump uses in his hair.
What is it?
It's that really waxy, stinky stuff that, like, if you buy, like, a rifle
like
from World War II. No, it's what they use to, like, protect rifles and tanks when they're putting them in storage. Like, in World War II, when they took the
tanks.
It's
a rust inhibitor. It, prevents oxidation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, when I bought my AK-47 and my Mosin Nagant, they were, like, thick with this stuff. And you have to, like, carve it off with a knife and then soak it in gasoline. It's called Cosmoline. It's been replaced by, like, polyvinyl film. That's what they use to store weapons in now. But in the old days.
I just thought it's better to just let them rust so they can get another contract sooner.
That's not how it worked back in World War II and in the Cold War.
Right. But these days, they just say, why even drag this junk into battle? Can we just take it right out to the graveyard and let it start rusting? We got the money.
No,
who cares?
They don't let it rust. They give it to ISIS before it rusts.
Or the LA school board.
Yeah, you love that they're arming up for Armageddon, don't you? You bring that up a lot, and you should. As you should.
Well, we just need to be aware of it. I'm not excited about it. It's frightening.
Oh, I know.
To think of, like a school board with grenade launchers. Okay.
Think about how cranky school teachers can get.
And then, in public school. Just imagine it. At some point, they're like, this is what we train for, fellow teachers. Get the grenade launcher.
This is what we train for. Steve, you were a public school substitute teacher or something, weren't you?
No, I was an adjunct full-time teacher, and I wish they would have given me a tank.
Yeah. Someone put a gun in your face, didn't they?
A parent did, and then I got stabbed by a student. But man, I only got stabbed in the wrist, though. It was like
you suffered.
It was pretty weak by Philadelphia school district standards.
So speaking of monopolies, make everything worse. I can hear you breathing, Steve, or somebody's breathing. Stop breathing, you guys. So I.
Sorry, I have double the lungs you have.
I know. I only have like 0.9 lungs. Yeah, I'm aspiring to be like my hero, Hubert Selby Jr., who had less than one lung. Yeah,
he did pretty good considering.
Funny. He did, yeah, man. He lived to 75, but tainted lung. Oh, man. You're on fire, Steve. Okay, so I want to talk about. My wife and I are entering, you know, the year 2000 now. We're getting rid of our landline stops working tomorrow.
Good.
And we are getting really nifty smartphones that are really smart. They're like LG something something something, and they're really cool. But you know, it's Wyoming, so like they were out of them, and they had to have someone drive up to Gillette to get them and bring them down to the AT&T store so we can get them tomorrow. So I decided to cancel, to keep my internet, but to cancel my landline and my TV, because to get unlimited data with AT&T, you have to get their TV service, but it's actually cheaper and better than the one we have now. We're paying like $110 a month just for cable, and their cable is like $34 a month and has more channels that I want to watch. So I said, yeah, sure. And but then I tried to cancel Charter's TV and landline. It took like 25 minutes of talking to the guy, and the guy kept saying, like, trying to upsell me, like, well, what are your reasons for leaving? What? Do you have children in the house? And I'm like,
oh, he was AOLing you then, huh?
I started yelling at him, and then I was saying, like, I have lung problems. I'm disabled. You're effing with me. Like, I was swearing at the guy. And he was like, well, let's not change the subject, sir. I'll help you right now. So, you know,
this is how I shut them down. I say, well, why are you switching? Well, disreputable business practices on your part.
Oh, I was saying that. I was saying, why are you leaving? And I said, because I hate your customer service, including what you're doing right now. And, you know, and I said, I know it's not you. You have to do this to keep your job.
Well,
you know,
sometimes you want that person. And here's a quick public service tip. Put a thing on your calendar. Once a year, call that person. Ask for the customer retention specialist.
Okay? Oh, God.
They have a person. And that's their job, is to find out why you're leaving and try to get you to stay. And they're empowered to give you a discount. So whether it's your cable, your internet, your
customer
phone,
retention
TV, ask for and just ask been, for it.
Do you a think lot of them have done away with it, though.
You think there's ever been a stalker ex-boyfriend who, when accused of being a stalker, said, I'm not a stalker. I'm doing customer retention. Because that's what it feels like, man. But, you know, basically what comes down to, like, Nima Vadati put this really well. Like, government monopolies, you know, like the TSA and, like, Charter, you know, like how you can only have one cable internet company in each town. Basically, you end up with two people interacting in a way that neither of them want. And that's what this was. And we'll be back after this trip to the free market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, chasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Perfect. Yeah.
James, that's perfect. Great. Was yours perfect?
Yes.
Was yours perfect, awesome. James? James?
Yes.
Did yours work?
Yes, it did.
So what was off 10 seconds? Your brain? Your hamster?
That's possible. could be just like curved space-time. You know, between
me and no one even knows what we're talking about. We're like five people talking on the radio about something we're all looking at, and no one knows what we're talking about.
Okay, even if they saw it, it would be boring. So let's move on.
I'll fill everyone in. So basically,
you need to cover the scenes.
Basically, we just proved the Earth is flat.
No, we didn't. So, stop it. No.
James Lipp,
$20 fine. $20 fine. Send it to antiwar.com right
guess
now.
Guess what? I already have an indulgence. I'm cool. So I'm going to continue because I've got a good
reason
here.
You're using it on
here.
Something stupid, man.
But no, because James lives 20 feet closer to the edge of the Earth than everybody else.
That's why his clock was off.
That's why his clock is off.
Right. I'm closer to the singularity or I don't know.
The edge of the Earth is that open-air heroin market in Kensington where Steve lives, isn't it?
Here's the thing. Anytime someone tells you that they believe the jury's out on whether the Earth is flat or not, ask them if the jury fell over the edge of the Earth.
There's a meme going around of some flat earther saying, it's the Flat Earth Society, which is the classic one that's been around forever. And it says,
old school flat earth.
Old school classic flat earth, not this nuevo classic. But literally, their post on Facebook said, we have members all around the world.
Nice. Around the globe or something.
Around the globe, yeah.
All of flat
the
map.
Is, so I have no way of knowing like who's actually into that theory and who's just like trolling to have fun and looking for other people that actually are. I think it's all trolls just like trolling each other thinking that other people believe in it. So
that other people
little pro tip.
Yes.
If you are into trolling these people, there is a group on Facebook called the Flat Earth Mental Asylum or FEMA. highly recommend.
It's just not worth it for trolling because you're probably just trolling each other instead of anybody that like you really want to pick
trolls,
on.
Trolling.
What I found an angle that usually is can be fun with them when I say like well you know the fact that it is flat. But it's an illusion that we're on a sphere because you have to take this flat model and you have to wrap it around a four-dimensional hypercone, and at that point the where it intersects perpendicular to the W axis actually is a sphere, and that's why people think the world is spherical, even though it's flat.
You're harming me. You owe me an apology for that.
No.
Yes.
Four-dimensional hypercones. It's the
You owe the non-aggression principle an apology.
James thinks that's funny. At least the listeners. Yeah.
James, tell what that means. Tell what that means, Jim.
Okay, so there was a big argument between Stephen Kinsella and Michael Shanklin, who runs the Voluntary Virtues Network, and they were talking about Larkin Rose and Chris Cantwell. You made me. You should pay it.
No.
You made me. Anyways, he should not be named.
We'll let that slide.
Okay. He should not be named. And at the end of it, Shanklin got upset and said, well, I win, and you owe me and the non-aggression principle an apology.
Do you guys know that guy? Isn't he from Philly? No, he's from South Carolina or something, right?
Yeah, he's from South Carolina. He moved to Washington. He's doing a lot better now, but
good.
But it was still kind of funny because I made a meme of that, and then I started seeing socialists pass it around to make fun of libertarians, and I had to come in and say like, hey, that picture is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. States aren't allowed to use it.
Nice. And I'm sure that really that they must have loved that. So real quick,
we got a minute here. Nancy Reagan died, and I'm really happy about it. All she did was took Nixon's war on drugs and amped it up and put it in your children's schools and killed them. There's a meme of her.
Who
there's
knew
a picture
she was
of her.
Still alive? Seriously.
I know. She's still alive. So, but someone did die. The inventor of email, Ray Tomlinson, died this week, and he actually is a good guy. So. Suspected heart attack, age 74. And when he first invented it, he working for the government, he showed it to his colleague, and the colleague said, don't tell anyone. This isn't what we're supposed to be working on. Like, they won't want, you know, and it's, like, more important than anything he ever worked on. So, there you go.
So, break some rules. Do the side project at work. Have some fun. Might invent email or something.
if he's going to the afterlife, hopefully he forwarded all the right emails to get him into heaven. Because there were certain emails that you could forward to get you into heaven.
Oh, really? There were like chain letters like that?
God's spam folder himself. So.
Oh, you kids. That's funny.
You crazy kids.
Well, this is all for me. I'm going to go preserve my lungs in Cosmoline. Have a good
show,
guys.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you for your service. Yep.
Worms. I'm not putting a quarter in the, I'm not putting a quarter in this swear jar.
No, you get one. I'll let you.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Meow! Meow! Meow!
Ah, you say kitty meows on your arm.
This is the Freedom Feeds, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, and intergalactic furry studios where you alter your locus to release by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep sinful in a state as a matter of head. Can you feel it, Jim Babb? Can you feel it, Nick Hazelton? Can you feel it, C. Miller?
Yep.
The baby board op, too. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state governments. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. And let's talk about we got to do some election rubbernecking. I'm sorry, we have to look at the train wreck that is
carnage. It is grotesque.
The current year election.
I want to look away, but I can't.
Yes. So I don't know if you knew this or not, but I learned through Steven Crowder that the person who has the number two highest disapproval rating in for anyone who's ever ran for president ever in the United States is Hillary Clinton, right?
Wow. Sounds like an accurate poll, at least based on my own household.
Well, I think yours is a little bit skewed. But yeah, that's true. So so let's say that you have you're the other guy or you're the other team, whatever, and you're trying to say, who should we what least criteria should we have running against someone who has the second highest disapproval ratings in all of American history for presidential candidates? Do you think that maybe you should be like, well, maybe you should have someone with just like a moderate amount of disapproval, right? Mm-mm. We should choose that guy at least, right? Now, who do Republicans want to choose? The guy with the number one disapproval rating and, for American presidential candidates in American history, and that would be Donald Trump. He's number one.
But you know, did they also get the highest approval ratings? You know how these polls work. Like one group's going to just love their guy and just hate the other guy.
I don't think so.
These are just the most hated villains that are battling for control of the tax farm. Is this what it's really coming down to?
You're going to have a percentage that's going to say, I don't know. And that's usually about 2%, because 2% of the American populace is probably mouth breathers, because they're like, I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. And then you're going to have people who are undecided.
Right.
And then you're going to have people who are very favorable. And so 70% doesn't leave that much of a room for people who have high approval ratings, for disapproval ratings like Trump. Right. So,
okay.
But this is what happened last year, right? With Obamacare and Clinton, or Obamacare and Obama. Obamacare was widely unpopular. That was the one place that the Republicans could have used to kind of attack Obama. And what did they do? They chose the only other person who instituted a policy like Obamacare to run against him.
Sure.
It's like they want to lose. I'm sorry.
You know, it's hard to know, because when people are voting, don't they just go into the booth and they look at a list and be like, I think that name's kind of familiar, and they just press the button? I mean, isn't that kind of how they do it anyway, or...
Who do you recognize?
Him
Hillary on The
Clinton.
Apprentice.
Like, even though Hillary Clinton and Trump might be the most hated, despicable villains that have ever run for the office, which is, wow, what a crowd that is. Mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's still that it actually propels them to victory, because people are like, yeah, where did I hear that? Was that really horrible person? Well, at least I've heard of them, and they want to pick the winner, so they go with it.
Yeah,
I don't know. That, I think that
there's a
about
lot of people that do that. That are just like,
it's about as advanced as much thinking as you're going to get out of them.
So. Yeah.
I'm going to vote for someone, but I'm going to vote for them because I know they're going to win. Not because I like them. But you shouldn't like any of these people. I'm sorry.
Right. But they want to just feel good because they picked the one that they voted for, the one that won. It's like, oh, I bet correctly in fantasy football or something. Like, it's... you know, it's they don't even realize, like, I mean, it's just a stupid game anyway, so why not?
But it's kind of fun. It's been really entertaining. We have people eating their boogers, talking about their manhood, talking about the size of their hands.
How about a little, like...
bad hair?
I think this needs to go, like, just, like... full Jerry Springer, just start a brawl and like have guys like breaking them up and stuff, like actually like trying to fight each other or like pulling each other's hair.
That's coming. That's going to be next year.
That's
yeah. But that's too soon for current year in this country.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we have I don't know who this guy is, which would be Kasich, which is pretty much what everyone says. Who? I think
he's least hated because nobody even knows they should hate him.
Right.
Right. So these other people are so successful that everybody knows, you know, at least a lot of people know to hate them.
And then you have Punchable Face, a.k.a. Zodiac Killer, Ted Cruz, who actually isn't Zodiac Killer because actual Zodiac Killer is running for the other team.
See, here's the thing. People criticize the Republicans for not being diverse, but by golly, they've got two Latinos, they had a black guy, and when you reference their candidates, it sounds like you're describing a rapper, because you're like, yo, 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 here's your boy Punchable Face, a.k.a. Zodiac Killer.
Ted Cruz is kind of a rappy name, too, and so is Rubio.
Here, your boy Ted Cruz. He about to rock this mic with some constitutional originalism.
Yeah, he's gonna drop a lyrical Cruz missile.
Okay.
And then
please have mercy on the audience. Let's just
watch
let's
conservatives
just
try to wreck.
What a rogues gallery. But, you know, it's not the first year we've had interesting people doing the presidency thing. Remember Kane, the 999? And he kind of got the ball started with this. Remember, he was, like, leading with, hey, I'm a leader, not a reader. So, like bragging about his lack of reading. I think this is just sort of, you know, that trajectory just on its natural path.
This is true. This is true.
And what about the crazy-eyed girl? I wish she was back. Remember that one?
Yeah, she's kind of G-Milfy, isn't she? I'm sorry, she is kind of G-Milfy. Yeah, Fiorina, right? Fiorina, is that who you're talking about?
One from last time. The crazy eyes. I can't remember her name. Bachman?
Mm-hmm. Michelle Bachman?
Bachman, yeah.
She was pretty G-Milfy, too.
Carly Fiorina always just gave me the I'd like to speak to a manager vibe.
She is the manager.
Oh, she's the failed manager, right?
Yeah.
Didn't she help bankrupt HP or something? Or
something wasn't like that. From secretary to CEO of a bankrupt company.
To unemployed. Yeah. Here she is.
From HP.
By the way, have
HPV.
You ever had an HP pro, computer?
No.
That's not something to brag about. It's like I worked for I was a CEO of eMachines.
Palm Pilot, 100% me.
Oh yeah. I invented the Apple Newton. Anyways, I think every election kind of has sort of that G Milfy kind of person running, doesn't they?
Austin like we Peterson.
Too soon. We had Palin and then Michelle
Wait,
Lachman,
you said G Milfy, not Alter Boy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like Grandma Milfy or Gilfy or what? I don't know what
Gilfy,
you're talking about.
Gilfy.
Yeah. No, that's.
Gilf.
No. Yeah, no.
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 I'd wreck it. I'd wreck it to the hip brakes.
See, Jim. This is why you get called fat, and this is what, because you say things like that, and people are going to think you're a disgusting troll that lives in a basement if you run around saying things like, I want to make the Beast with Two Backs with Carly Fiorina. Come on.
Okay, I don't live in a basement, mind you. I live in a downstairs apartment with scorpions and a cat.
Man, that stings.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is another one of your puns, man. It's another one of your puns.
I'm trying to get rebanned. I'm trying to get kicked off as many radio stations as possible, and I'm trying to get personally suspended again. I'm like the bad kid at school that just wants attention.
Wait, I need to ask our Bernie Sanders advocate here a question. And I get all my information through memes, like most people do, like any normal person. So there was a headline about something about, like, you can't, you'll never understand what it's like to be poor if you're white or something. Somebody's like, oh, that's, can you believe he said it? Somebody's like, oh, no, he didn't really say it. It was out of context. And I don't even really care, but that's...
It was not out of context. I saw the clip.
Yeah.
So what he said was, if you're white, you don't know what it's like to live in a ghetto. If you're white, you don't know what it's like to be poor. And speaking from a person who was living in a ghetto and who was poor... And Miller, you live in a ghetto, right? Is that how you would describe your current year conditions in this country?
That is correct. I would correctly say that every morning I am woken up by the 6 o'clock dope sale rush, because you got to get those roofers before they go in, because the functional dope users are the best customers, and any of my neighbors will.
They can afford the drugs. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And they've got cash, and they're not going to like come at you with like $8 in nickels like these people that like go car to car on the subway will, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I don't think Bernie made a mistake with that. I think it was a tactical move. And tell me if I'm right about this, Steve. First of all, the people are going to be offended by it. Poor white folk. Okay, Trump's got them. Okay, like that's, we don't have to worry about them. Nope. They're fully Trumpified, right? The trailer park vote is completely Trump. I assume.
Nope. The Appalachian vote.
The Appalachian vote. Okay, so. Bernie's, core constituency are sort of, white New Englanders that, want to feel guilty about being white, right? Nope. Isn't that sort of his demographic?
No, it's college kids.
It's college kids? Okay. Yeah, I'm out of touch.
College kids who think that everyone is too problematic to help.
Yeah.
So where are the, is Hillary getting the grown-ups? Is that where they're going?
If they're women, yeah. Or if they're dumb, Bernie. So, there you go.
Yeah, but
I saw a Hillary bumper sticker on somebody's car, and I looked over to see who it was, and it was an old lady.
Yeah, it's usually an old lady.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how it is.
Yeah.
And she's...
They stick together. You can't blame them, right?
And black people don't like Bernie, because every time they try to get Bernie to talk about race and police brutality or anything, Bernie's always just like, well, when everyone's making $15 an hour, no one's going to be getting beaten by the police because you're all going to be so busy going to work. Black people hate that, and they feel it's a little bit condescending. And
wasn't there a picture of Hillary like making out with a KKK dude? You know what I'm talking about?
You're thinking of House of Cards, and it was Frank Underwood. No.
Underwoods, Clintons,
same thing. Same.
No, I think there is an actual Clinton KKK thing out there too.
You see, Clinton.
And we'll be back.
Clintons.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
I really need to know if there's cuckoldry in yak farms. Is this true? I heard rumors. Freedom Fiends.
The yak.
Tell us about your yaks.
Hey, we got Nick Hazelton out here. Okay, I want to hear what's going on with the yaks. What's going on?
Man, they're doing their thing still. They're out there in the field. It's looking like we're gonna butcher our mean bull coming soon. I'm really excited about that. I hate this guy.
Is this the one that knocked your uncle, right?
When he was me and my uncle. Awesome. Yeah. So he's going away, and we're gonna get a new bull.
But he's going out swinging. It sounds like he's like not taking his slavery an inevitable.
Oh yeah, he's
fate. He has been very
oppositional, which is not fantastic.
But you know, I mean, isn't that what the best you can hope for when your livestock is to be slightly oppositional? You know, like the Freedom Fiends. Like I think we're slightly oppositional within the farm.
No, I don't think that's a good thing for the farmer. I don't think the government appreciates us.
But it's good for the livestock to occasionally knock the farmer down.
So when you butcher this, is it going to be covered by a BIPCOT, no government license? Are you going to make it so no government agents can use or reuse your product? Oh, I hope they don't reuse meat. They probably want to, but... is it BIPCOT? Okay,
so are you going to butcher it yourself or take it to a butcher?
I think my business partner is going to do it. It's his bull. He owns half of the herd, and it's his bull. So I think he's going to do it. I'm going to try and convince him to let me do it because I'm just spiteful, and I want to have the last blow.
And you shall.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Just imagine the hamburgers and steaks that you'll be enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be delicious.
So how is the yak business? Is it profitable?
It's not quite profitable. I've got a few more yaks to sell before then. I think I put like 2,500 into them, not including infrastructure, and I've got 900 out so far. But okay,
are you growing your herd?
Yeah, very, very slowly. I'm hoping to get some new animals this year, but we've had some interesting issues. Well, maybe not interesting. We've had some issues with breeding. I don't know how to explain to people here on the radio, but so I don't know if I'm going to have calves or not.
Do you need to do some kind of artificial insemination?
No, you don't have to, but...
Because that's the part we couldn't talk about on the radio. I don't think we would want to. We can talk about butchering the animals, but let's leave it there.
Yeah. No, I just don't think the bulls are breeding. I don't think this guy is performing. He's too focused on trying to kill people.
What's that about performance?
He's a fighter, not a lover.
That's right.
You're saying there's something wrong with my gear? But
yeah, he's cranky because they're making fun of his yak equipment.
Back in the olden days, that was the cause for a duel.
Yeah. But I really need to get my hands on some BIPCOT yak jerky for sure.
Yeah,
when is this happening?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to happen this week, actually. But nice. it might be next week or later this month. We'll see. But yeah, I'll try to get some jerky. If I can get jerky, I'm going to ship it.
Do you make it yourself?
In that on Lulbert's. Well, I have not made it myself. I don't think that I can sell jerky. I've made myself.
What do you mean?
The FDA would...
Excuse me?
I don't know what that is.
I thought we're talking to the anarcho-yakitalist.
I'm an agorist, or I guess one of the guys who invented agorism accused me of being an anarch, but I'm an agorist. I don't know what this is.
Well, a key part of my agorism is I don't brag about it on radio.
Gotcha. I'm not asking you to confess to crimes on national radio. So, yeah. That's probably smart.
Send me jerky. Are they hearing that? So you can give friends jerky.
I could probably give it as I could give it as a gift and then you could donate to the show.
Hashtag
you can trade it for drugs. You can trade it for drugs.
It's the best currency. Yeah.
If not, so. I'm not saying you are making it, but if you were, do you make it in like a smokehouse or?
I don't know, actually. We don't have a smokehouse. We have a dehydrator, but I don't know if that would work.
All right. We're going to head off to the market. We'll be back.
More yak post-market.
You yak farmer. It's our word.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
The beans.
Yaks.
All right, so we were almost going to hear how you make yak jerky. It would be a dehydration.
Oh, I don't know how to make jerky, so I'm just guessing that might be a way. I don't know if that would work.
You would. How would you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but dehydration, those things usually kind of heat it up a little bit, so it kind of cooks it as it's going. But I don't know. I've never made jerky. Yeah, it cooks it. Cooks it. So you got me talking about cucks too much. Now I'm like wanting to cuck everything. I'm gonna go cuck some food. But anyways, so tell me about your jerky. Are you gonna have teriyaki? Because I'm all about this teriyaki.
Jerky.
Teriyaki. There we go. It makes me some.
I'll have to do teriyaki.
Okay.
Just for the name, I will do it.
Okay.
That would be huge.
Yeah, that's right.
Huge.
Be tremendous.
Fantastic jerky.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to find out. I got to hear from Nick about this story that I read. New FBI program instructs high school teachers to report radical students. Was this why you got out, Nick? This says apparently the FBI is starting its own 21 Jump Street division, in quotes. They're saying if you see suspicious behavior that might lead to violent extremism, report it to someone you trust. And they're giving teachers guidelines labeled Preventing Violent Extremism in Schools. The guidelines instruct educators to look for loosely defined indicators. That
like farming yaks?
Yeah. Yak farming and freedom fiends listening are definitely suspicious.
See,
but it says talking about traveling.
This is why
talking about traveling to places that sound suspicious,
like Pork Fest,
using code
that
words.
That really sounds very suspicious. Pork right. Fest.
So go
we
to
do
Somalia.
A Pork Fest.
Yeah. Anyway, using code words or unusual language, using several different cell phones and private messaging apps,
ooh,
and studying or taking pictures of potential targets like government buildings. So taking pictures of government buildings, using a messaging app, talking about travel. Hey, if you see something, say something. Nick, are you missing this?
Let me just say that we are the government, so therefore everything's a government building. So I guess this qualifies. So
if you can't hack something, yak something.
Yes. But so explain yourself.
Well, I don't know. I don't ever take pictures of anything but yaks or pigs. So
government
I think
property.
I'm. Oh, that's true. I think I'm guilty of most of these charges.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in school, so they can't report me.
Well, at least we confirmed one thing tonight, is that Nick is radical.
See, here's the thing. If I were still teaching and they gave me this in directive and they said, write down all your radical students, I would write down all the annoying kids that I wanted to annoy back. And then as soon as they came back and they were like, hey, these kids aren't terrorists, I said, oh, you told me the radical kids. I only speak in 80s slang.
And, yeah, these kids are rad, man.
These kids are tubular. I will give you a list of all the totally far out radical kids.
I wouldn't say extreme, but that was 90s. 90s was extreme.
Yeah, dude. My kids don't slam Mountain Dew.
You know what? I think schools are a place where kids are being radicalized into these like cults of extreme statism. I think it's actually a real threat. So
Allahu vote bar.
And what's interesting is that, like, cult experts, people who are, like, trained in cults will tell you, like, if you ask them, what's the biggest cult? They're not going to say, oh, Scientology. They're not going to say that. They're actually going to say China, because it has the most amount of people in it.
How does that work?
What? Yeah, because China's the biggest cult. Their state is a cult. In every way, shape. In fact, when they were doing testing on cult, on brainwashing, they were using it on China, and then people from cults started saying, hey, that's what I went through. And then you realize, like, oh, that's what everybody in the military goes through.
Right, and what about those people that raise their right hand to pledge allegiance to Trump? Is that... Are there any symptoms of a cult in there?
It seems like it. I don't want to go down the... absurdum Hitlerism. What is that called? What's Godwin's law? Yeah,
right.
That picture was funny.
Okay, Jim, I have a question. Yes. Do you think it would be fair to say that the Chinese put the cult back in Cultural Revolution?
Pretty.
See,
radical.
Now you're breathing heavy. That wasn't me. Oh, wait,
that was an extreme sigh. That was a sigh. Yeah,
You just got me thinking about.
You know, I need a special sigh and filter, like for the mic. That's not just for normal breathing, but can actually block heavy sighing when I hear these breathing. Things.
Oh, you're talking about Mountain Dew and Chinese food. Heavy breathing. Yeah.
Anyway, no victim, no sigh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do we still have our Yakitalist with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Non-droned.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think they would have turned you in had you remained in that cult?
I would like to think not. I think people enjoyed me there, and I think that... I know they think I was pretty radical, and they probably still think so, too, after I dropped out, but I don't see me getting reported at a small school like that.
Yeah,
you never know.
Well, yeah, you were radical.
Can't be too safe, though. Get the heck out
that's
now.
True. Yeah,
you can't speak to any government agents, especially teachers.
This one's a little too radical. I think he's actually tubular now. But
put him in the burn book.
Feel the burn.
So one thing about charter schools is charter schools will get flack sometimes. So I don't think it's in their interest to
They'll
call.
Get flak jackets if they're in L.A.
But so they don't like laugh. To call them. They know what? These are such terrible jokes.
Puns. They're puns.
So, but I don't think they want negative attention like that. You know, so I don't see me getting reported seriously, but
okay.
And you know, I argued with a lot of my teachers, and you know, they didn't have much to throw at me at that point, so I think they kind of decided, let's not pick fights with Nick.
Let's not mess with him. He's backed by Yak.
Yeah. Besides, he keeps going on about that nihilism thing. Just
right. Well, this was before you were BIPCOT licensed, so.
That's right.
I have a question. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why has the hashtag YakStrong hashtag not taken off yet?
I have no idea. I don't know what to say to that.
I think you need to make that your personal squat goal. See, let me be an inspiration to you. Like, you, like right now, like, you see me as a man who got suspended from the Freedom Fiends, but, like, you should see me as a man who achieved his squat goal and who, for about 48 hours, was on the Artist for Bernie page and then got
that
banned for both the Artist for Bernie page and the Fiends De La Freedom.
If you have a screenshot, that definitely has to get into your portfolio for your tactical meme consulting service. Right? Yeah. That is awesome.
That'll go under the infiltration tab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about,
you know, or just like, for instance, like, you know, I could easily see you getting calls from, say, which was the candidate that ate the booger again? Cruz. Yeah. Could you just see, like, his campaign office in a panic going, all right, the booger thing's really hurt us. What are we going to do?
Well, if it's Ted Cruz, he could just hit me up on Grindr. That's the good thing. That's the convenient thing about being Ted Cruz, is that you can just go on to Grindr and then hit me up. Because,
well, why hasn't he contacted you? Why didn't they say, like, you know what, we're going to need a whole barrage of counter memes on this? Because
he doesn't have a face pic.
Right away. He doesn't have a what?
He doesn't have a face pic on Grindr, and I'm not going to meet up with anybody unless they have a picture of their face. And dudes like, Ted Cruz, he's a Bennigan's waiter and church choir director. I've gone over this, and dudes like that aren't going to send you a pic of their face, guaranteed.
What do they send you a pic of?
It's not appropriate for radio, James.
Yeah.
It loins.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, he doesn't have small hands. We know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything else is not a problem.
Am I at the gathering of the juggalos? Listen to what the American political dialogue has
devolved to. Eating boogers and the size of their hands, so to speak.
See, and here's the thing. I was the first juggalo to ever run for judge in America, and it, like, the way things are going, it'll be 2024 because before we have our first fully painted juggalo being sworn into the White House on a copy of The Great Malenko instead of a Bible.
Hey, well, you know, this reminds me, we need a, you know, what do you think about advancing your political career, Steve Miller?
Whoop whoop. I don't know.
You did great running for judge. You got thousands of votes. People just rallied to your message of not guilty, if I recall.
Not guilty for everyone.
And so, well, this year, Attorney General is available. Okay. Now, I don't know if you're the kind of person who would like to go in a debate with people that take the job of Attorney General seriously and just have, you know, and just troll them in a live debate, but somebody could do that, and there's so much material to work with that I don't know if this is the kind of stage you're looking for, but there is an opportunity there. What do you think?
I'm gonna have to talk to my exploratory committee.
I think that's what you should do. Yeah.
Yep.
If you need
fundraising.
Yeah. If you need a campaign advisor, I can tell you exactly how not to eat boogers all day, and you'll be good to go.
You got to train for these things now.
Mm-hmm. They're probably
it's HDTV. Protein. You know, it's really, I think this is, you know, when they say, like, oh, yeah, that was the first president that ever gave a speech on radio, or, oh, that was the first president that ever was on TV, or that was the first president on color TV, or that was the first, you know, they'll be like, yeah, Ted Cruz, first presidential candidate to really have a problem with HD.
You know? I'll vote for any candidate who bites his toenails off in the middle of a debate. That's the current price for my vote.
Kasich, are you listening?
Yep. Kasich, go bite those toenails like you're a baboon.
Please clap.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Hey, there's some Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. And you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch. Now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Now.
So I have been religiously discriminated by Coca-Cola, which I love Coca-Cola, but they discriminated against me. Because have you guys seen this? These freestyle machines that are popping up in places?
No, what does it do?
It's like a giant computer, and you can make your own like flavor. They have like almost every flavor of Coca-Cola you can possibly imagine. I think Pepsi's doing the same thing now.
But any there's a nasty tasting syrup you could want in any cola you can want.
Yes. Like if you want, when you click Coca-Cola, then you can. It'll be like, oh, do you want vanilla Coca-Cola? Do you want lime Coca-Cola? Do you want
blackberry?
Blackberry? Yeah, everything. So it has like a whole bunch of different options. And if you download the app, then you can make mixes of those different flavors. So you can have like billions of possibilities. So I made one called Agnostic Cola because we don't really know Dr. Pepper. It's not really a Coca-Cola. It's not a cola. It's not a root beer. It's just something else.
His med school wasn't accredited.
Yeah, it was a joke on South Park. So I made a mix called Agnostic Cola, Agnostic Cola, and it's half Dr. Pepper, 1/4 root beer, 1/4 Coca-Cola, and I named it that, and I shared it on Facebook. They had the audacity to mute it because it was quote unquote offensive. Because of agnostics are offensive now, apparently. And I
wow, that is now for that's for a new a protected group. That's a new yes. a new group.
Yeah.
Dynamic there, yeah.
Okay. And I guess the heat was really turned on me from the beginning because I had a soda called the British Ginger, which is a ginger ale that's half lime and half vanilla.
Which is basically, I don't know, you can't say racist, but, you know, making fun of them for being limeys. Is that the idea?
For vanilla limeys, yes.
Yeah. Vanilla limeys. Oh.
So I can understand that one, but I
did that one get banned?
They called it Bleep Bleep. They changed the name of it.
So you download this app, and can anybody do this? Can we all start making our own, you know?
Yes, you can all start making your own drinks, but I say that you should make a soda for every religion.
Ones. Yeah.
For every religion. Yeah. For every religion. And then you can make
beef in one Powerade.
Yeah, you can do a blue Powerade and mix it with some other stuff, and that'll be your Vishnu, right?
Well, where do you go Vishnu to acquire Kora? these mixes?
Yeah, I wish I knew.
You can download it. They have them in the app stores, the various.
Yeah, but
how
do you actually drink it? Is what I'm saying.
Oh, you your cell phone and there's a little barcode on the or the QR code on the machine, and you scan it with your phone.
Is it like a fountain soda style machine?
Yeah, and it has like a little screen, and then it brings up all of your various mixes that you like to drink, and then you press it, and then you just dispense it, and drink away. And I think my Agnostic Cola is very delicious, and I get it every time I go to Gag in the Bag, but I can't choose it as Agnostic Cola anymore because they renamed it, and I can rename it back, but then it gets changed again. They keep religiously oppressing me, and of course I'm not an agnostic, but I'm getting offended on my own third party as I'm allowed to do. because
what about just this general is an age
where we all get offended on behalf of other people that hear about it and even know to be offended.
Right. So right. So I'm being offended on behalf of them because I'm allowed to.
Well, what you're doing is cultural appropriation. I'd say that's textbook. Like you're taking that agnostic culture, and you're using it to sell a brand of soda that real agnostics maybe have never even tried.
Yeah, that's true.
And they probably wouldn't know if they liked it anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the true agnostic cola because you can never know really what's in it, and so it's pointless even discussing it.
Well, okay. And now it's banned anyway.
Yeah, it's banned. Yeah. Well, now it's
maybe
called,
somebody should start a website of all the banned like cola mixes. Like,
Death to the Infidel cola was great. Doctor Kill the Non-Believers had a great soda.
I'm sure somebody's done like a Bernie Sanders anti-capitalist Coca-Cola. That would
that's
funny.
Definitely.
Oh, expensive. It's really expensive because you have to give the machine $15 an hour.
And it's the year of maternity leave.
It's the current year of maternity leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I was making fun of the Bernie Sanders beer yesterday. Did you guys see the Bernie Sanders themed beer from Zero Gravity?
It's called Touched in the Head Topper.
Bernie Vice. At least it's white, low alcohol, keep the workers productive.
Popular with college girls.
And it's not in the Coca-Cola freestyle machine. That's one good thing.
It got banned for being too white.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this is the final segment.
Yeah, so the redemption is make offensive Coca-Cola freestyle mixes. Share them with your friends.
That's how we end authoritarianism, folks.
Yes. That's the road to liberty. It's not
one offensive soda at a time.
Drink British ginger.
Did you know that for the first time, in history, less than 10% of humanity lives in extreme poverty? There you go. And they're all in...